This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We've been taking the pulse of people in this town about the Orioles at the All-Star break, and let's go out to Window Nation fan guest hotline. John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now. So, John, where are you on this club sitting nine games under 500? Third worst record in the American League as we're in the All-Star break.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of just annoyed as the April was going on and May was going on, and they kept falling behind in these games and seemingly rolling over and losing. You know, I think there was an understanding that I had, and I think a lot of people had, that this team wasn't going to be at its best early in the season. Felix Bautista was still going to be getting into form. Connor Henderson missing a lot of spring training. There were a lot of reasons you could expect this team would get better as the season went on, and that's largely true. But it now, when they are playing better baseball, it doesn't really matter because of the hole they dug themselves into. And that means that, you know, you can lose a game you shouldn't lose, like Tuesday night against the Mets. And that has a huge impact on what the rest of your season looks like because the margins are that thin. So yeah, I think there's a lot of emotions. I have a lot of thoughts and a lot of feelings about this team, but it's just frustrating that this is the position they find themselves in.
I know that we've now, you know, a few months removed from Michael Elias sitting in the dugout in Milwaukee and having a bit of a confessional and things were going to be different. But, like, John, I don't know, man. Like, they're 21st in the league in on-base percentage, right? They're since last June, since they left the Bronx. They're 23rd in overall winning percentage since then. They're 15 games under in that span, including the playoffs. They don't have the slug to offset the fact that not enough guys work walks. They're bottom three in the majors in strikeout rate this year. Like, take pitching and all that out of it. This is supposed to be their superpower. You know, you look through the minors. The on base, except for Dylan Beavers and Sam Basayo, and all these teams, it's given me a little bit of concern. Like, at a macro level, like, I guess, how much of a buy-in do they deserve at this point?
You know, probably, I would probably give more than you at this point. I think that, you know, there was a point this week or end of last week where there were four guys there in the heart of the lineup with an 8-something OPS in the middle, and Adley Rutschman was showing signs of being back to that guy. Colton Cowser's gonna, you know, I don't know why he doesn't walk anymore, but he is hitting extra base hits more often than he's hitting singles.
He also strikes out a third of the time, though, and he gets on base 28%.
The most incredible three true outcomes guy you could possibly imagine, considering what he was when he was drafted. But that's another, that's another fascinating development. But I think broadly, I still view what they can be and should be offensively based on what they are when they're whole. And it's unfortunate they haven't been whole in over a year. And I think they are going to have a hard time, given, you know, how you preface this and Michael Elias for the second time in basically a year, saying we have to look at everything. Nothing is safe. We're going to have some hard conversations, you know. I think it's going to be very hard for them to honestly do that because there are many caveats for why this is happening. And And those are hard to overcome if you choose to recognize them.
John, MLB's draft wrapped up yesterday, and I understand you're not drafting for need. These are players you're going to see a couple years down the line. But the Orioles drafting back-to-back catchers to begin their draft when you have Adley Rutschman, when you have Sam Bisaiu on the come, did that surprise you at all?
I honestly didn't give it a ton of thought. You know, they drafted, I think, four catchers last year, three or four catchers at some point or another early in the draft. They are drafting a lot of catchers, period, lately. I think, you know, even when I go to, like, Bowie or to see Chesapeake, because I have to correct myself now, there's catchers all over. There's catchers at DH and catchers playing first. So I don't really take a look at that. I mean, those are two offensive skill sets that if you stripped out the position that those players had, you know, with Caden Bodine striking out like 7% of the time and having like this, you know, line drive approach and walking a bunch and, you know, Ike Irish being kind of the checks all the boxes approach slugger guy that they like. If they didn't catch, they would draft him anyways. So I don't think that the catch would be any reason to think twice.
Talking with John Mioli, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. So we're around 2 weeks away from the deadline. How aggressive do you think they will be as sellers?
Pretty at this point, but I think it's so strange. You know, the Brian Baker trade was way ahead of schedule for anything that you would expect to happen. I personally thought that they would more likely kind of hold on to their cards and their chips until like the 30th or the 31st and then let the market develop and say, okay, if this is the price for starting pitching, anybody that wants to pay it, we got some. And same for rental relievers, you know, let that market get set and teams who miss out on the first wave will have to come call the Orioles. But I think it ultimately ended up being instructive because I don't think that anyone would have thought, you know, even a week ago that Brian Baker would be traded, but he was traded because they got what they believed to be commensurate or better value for him from the other team than he was going to be worth for them. And I think, you know, I can't imagine there's any world where a core long-term piece is traded. I would definitely not call Brian Baker that as well, but he was under control for longer than just a year. But I think otherwise, you know, this will more likely than not be determined by other teams' ability or willingness to meet the Orioles' asking price. And I don't think there's any, Michael Eis, that this is the position they're in and they have to kind of acknowledge that.
If I told you at the beginning of the year that they're going to fire Brandon Hyde before Memorial Day, their data would have to tell them, but that by June 1st, they've got maybe a percent, maybe a 1-2% chance of making the playoffs. Adley's going to go on the IL. Sanchez is barely going to play in the first half. Mountcastle's going to go on the 60-day IL. O'Neill, when he's not on the IL, because God knows he always is, he's going to have 18 hits at the All-Star break. And Ramon's going to have a 280 OPS. And Kobe Mayo's never going to play 2 days in a row, let alone three. And the skipper's going to tell you that O'Neill and Ramon probably need to play before Kobe Mayo under those circumstances. What would you have said? Oh, and Kobe Mayo is going to look better at first base than he ever did at third, and he's going to look like a professional hitter when he does get the rare chance to actually swing the bat.
Well, I'm glad you added those two. Those two, I would believe wholeheartedly.
Yeah,
it seems like a very strange circumstance, and you know, I understand completely why. You know, I understand the theory behind Tony Mancelino saying what he did, but the reality is that is just a flimsy reality. That is not. That is not something that is, you know, that is not a durable truth that the margins are so fine that having anyone other than Kobe Mayo in the lineup on a regular basis is the difference between this team making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. I would venture to say, and I've thought this about a ton of guys in the past, whether it's Grayson Rodriguez, Jackson Holliday, the list goes on. Like whatever hit you're taking right now, maybe you lose one game in a month because Kobe Mayo's in there and somebody else, but given what they think of these guys as players and as people and how they think players develop and grow when they're challenged, you will maybe win three games in September if Kobe Mayo's fully adjusted and fully settled into this role by playing every day now. And that's something that I always, always, always have believed about a lot of these guys. It is something that is not in alignment whatsoever with how these things go in reality. And I have lost the ability to have any understanding of why that is.
Well, but and also, like, just the human element of that. Like, this kid clearly has had to pay his dues, right? He spent plenty of time in Norfolk. He sends out that tweet or whatever and then gets it shoved down his throat. Like, the manager is basically saying, even though our season's lost, we're more competitive without you than with you. Like, that just seems, as a human, like, to a 21-year-old kid who a year ago, Manzolino's boss said is going to save our season.
Well, by the
pennant race.
Makes it worse. He didn't say it's lost. He still thinks we're in win now mode because he's under the delusion they can do something.
This is the same Kobe Mayo who a year ago at this time, Elias said Jackson Holliday and Kobe Mayo are going to help us down the stretch. Like, I just, you know what I mean? I can't make sense of all that. Like, if I represented Kobe Mayo, I'd be calling Mike Elias saying, get me the F out of here in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think the fact that temporary. It's lasted all of July, and it probably will last through July, and I think that will be the end of it. You know, Ryan Mountcastle will come back. That will be complicating. But there seems like once – I think a series of events will happen around the deadline that will make it so this team is not in that win-now mode, and this will all be moved. But it is strange to me. It's strange to me that he hasn't played. It's strange to me that they haven't found the places for him in there, and I understand all the reasons why they say that he is, you know, he is in the position that he's in, but this is a pattern that is very hard for them to break out of. And I think, you know, truthfully, I think that was, I don't want to say, I don't know this to be true, but it felt like that was a point of friction with Brandon Hyde, is that these players would be on the roster and the implication would be that because they're there, they should play, and they wouldn't. And I thought that would be something that might change as things changed in the manager's office, and it felt like it did a little bit. You know, Jackson Holliday was playing every day before Brandon Hyde was let go, and he kept playing every day, and he was really good. And it felt like there was an opportunity for these protracted, is he going to play, is he going to not going to play sagas to stop happening. And it felt like it did a little bit when Kobe Mayo came back up, and now it is obviously not the case anymore.
John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, thank you as always for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Of course. We'll talk soon. Thank you, guys.
Twib Notes coming up next as we finish off the first half of the season. Are the Red Sox and Rays going in different directions? What's going on with the Yankees? And are the Dodgers about to get a lot better? It's Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Swing and a drive! Oh! He killed it! And it's out of here! It's gone! Say, God does it! The Sox win it!
I talked to some of the kids in Atlanta, and their job is to, of course, go to, in between the lines, play as hard as you can, but at the same time, there's no excuse not to bring energy every single day. And we were talking about Rafaela, Meyer, Carlos. There's no excuse for you guys not to bring energy every single day. It starts in the clubhouse with the music, like you guys are 21, 22. So you have to help the others,
So a funny thing happened on the way to the Red Sox having another lost season. Mm-hmm. They've now won 10 straight. Yep. Audio courtesy of Nesson, Sadin Rafaela with the walk-off homer, and Alex Cora talking. The Red Sox have won 10 straight, and the Rays got swept in that four-game series. They've now lost 4 in a row and 8 of 10.
Yeah. Now, the Rays came back to earth in it with a thud. The Red Sox took off. The Jays cooled off because they weren't going to continue to win forever, and the Yankees now got it cranked up a little bit before the break. Every time you hear them talk, do you not feel like it's almost a shot at Devers? Like, I just feel like...
Meanwhile, he's been awful in San Francisco. Yeah.
I think they are too young. I think the loss of that bat will impact them. And I don't believe that front office is going to be committed enough to buy. But the pitching... Even with some of the injuries they've suffered, Giolito is out of his mind right now. Mm-hmm. Brian Bello's pitching better than he ever has consistently in his life, and Crochet's a legitimate number one. So, the starting pitching all of a sudden looks completely different than it did 6 weeks ago.
Could they go get Charlie Morton?
No, I think they could probably get some. I don't know that that's like... I think that's a fallback option. Yeah. I don't know that the trade deadline hinges
on them
getting Charlie Morton.
But your friend Ken Rosenthal says that makes sense.
Mitch Keller, there's Alcantara, Merrill Kelly.
But you just said they're not committed to going to get a guy like that. Charlie Morton might make sense for them.
I mean, he might make sense, but I don't think Charlie Morton's starting a playoff game for them. I think Merrill Kelly would have a shot too.
Well, let me ask you this to play devil's advocate. And 10 in a row is 10 in a row. But Nats, Rockies, and then the Rays in that streak where the Rays are really scuffling.
No, look, they took advantage of a soft spot in their schedule. Part of me wonders if these expectations will catch up to them on the other side of this. And, the reality of now we're in a pennant race. Mm-hmm. And to Cora's point, there's a bunch of 20 to 22-year-olds who are playing every day. I think they kind of want to move Jaren Duran. Jaren Duran's
like
been
a lot
in trade rumors for 2 years. This will be the third deadline that he's been mentioned.
Crush Burge.
Be good show content if he got traded, though. Just to disavow our fandom on our airways.
He's a Mets fan now.
Yeah. I don't trust them, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't trust them. And I kind of trust the Jays from a front office standpoint more. The Jays have a decent farm system for the first time in a while. I kind of think the Jays might outmaneuver them.
Jays just at the All-Star break, and nobody's even got a winning streak in the division except for the Red Sox, who won 10 in a row. Blue Jays and Yankees both lost 2 in a row, Orioles 2 in a row, and Rays 4. But the Blue Jays hold a 2-game lead on the Yankees, 3 on the Red Sox as we hit the break.
I mean, I think the Blue Jays need a middle-of-the-lineup bat. That might prove to be Santander. We talked about that a little bit while you were out. That might help. I still think they could probably add another bat on top of that, and their bullpen always needs help. But bullpen's available all over the place.
Yeah. Couple of guys here.
Yeah. So
Mingaz.
We're kind of deep enough in the season now where I have to take a step back and say I was probably just wrong about Toronto.
had them pegged the previous 3 years. I was probably wrong this year. And the vibes there seem a little different. Maybe the Vladdy contract helped.
Springer.
It. It's not like Vladdy's having a dominant year. Springer's
been a big part of that whole
big
thing.
Big part.
Yeah, he's been terrible for 2 years, and he's great this year.
But I mean, like Addison Barger's been a stud for them for like 2 months now. Like, I didn't see that coming. Like, Alejandro Kirk has got it going a little bit more. Like, they're kind of have that thing going where it's a different guy every night. It's not like it's Vladdy and Bichette are going to be like in the MVP conversation. They're not having those kind of years yet. We're still almost 100 games into this, and they're winning a hell of a lot of baseball games. So it might be real.
All-Star game is tonight. You can hear that game right here on 105.7 The Fan. Baseball back in action on Friday. Orioles are in Tampa to take on the Rays. Baltimore Baseball tonight will be hitting you at 6 on Friday. It's Boardy and the Bone at 6 o'clock on Friday. But coming up next, All-Star game is a perfect time to check the pulse of this one. Who are the 6 worst teams in Major League Baseball? We'll give you our list next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Six pack time. Six packs brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's the All-Star break. So how about a six pack of the 6 worst teams in Major League Baseball? That way, Ben, let's get started.
Number 6.
I put the Sacktown A's at 6. There are some things I like about this team, and I thought they'd be better. Jason, you thought they'd be a lot better, but I think playing in that stadium kind of has to suck for them. But yeah, they're bad. I have them at 6.
Sacktown A's did not make my list, so I had a bold prediction during the break. I think Sacktown A's take 2 out of 3 out of the O's, and I think especially down the stretch, after the O's do the right thing and sell what they should sell, Sacktown A's were 7th.
Six worst teams right now.
Baltimore Orioles are number 6.
Okay.
And does anyone think the Orioles don't belong in this list? I'm thinking the Orioles are not on Gigi's list.
No, I got them higher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number 5.
5's where I put the Atlanta Braves.
They did not make my list.
They didn't make your list.
No.
The O's swept them.
That's fine. That's three games. Bad teams beat good teams sometimes, too. I got
Have you looked at the Braves' record? We're 100 games in.
Yeah. I got the six last place teams is my list.
Yeah. The Braves are pretty terrible, and the Braves are seem to be a sinking ship. I mean, Ozuna, some of these guys have just fallen off, and they've fallen off long enough that I think they're telling you who they are. You know, Matt Olson's a lot closer to being a really good Major League Baseball player than the aircraft carrier he was the first year that he replaced Freddie Freeman. The pitching staff is in tatters. I mean, they're throwing this kid Fuentes every 5 days. He's 20 years old. He's getting his brains beat in, but they're literally run out of pitchers. People talk about the Orioles injuries. Braves got some injuries.
Braves got some injuries.
I got the Braves at five. That thing looks pretty hopeless.
My five are the Pittsburgh Pirates, and you talk about hopeless. I don't – like, they're already discussing – at least amongst the fan base, when they're going to trade Paul Skeens, who's been there 30 seconds. So that's a hopeless franchise.
Number four.
Four is where I have your Baltimore Orioles. I
think they're worse than the Pirates. Wow.
I do. And part of it is, like, at least the Pirates have a couple of players who, like, in O'Neill Cruz and Paul Skeens, who, like, I pay money to see right now. Now, granted, I'm jaded. I see these guys every day, but who the hell am I paying money to see right now on the Baltimore Orioles?
Boy, that's a bad Pirates lineup, man. I'll tell you who you don't want to pay to see is 1-1 Henry Davis and his 5-something OPS.
You do not.
Like, I don't know, man. McCutcheon's still getting a lot of run there because they don't have anybody else.
Hey, this, like, is levels of bad.
I can remember 2 years ago when I was like, Brian Reynolds might be an interesting, like, short-term buy for the Orioles. Yeah, Brian Reynolds with that new contract, not very good.
They should have traded him.
That is a bad – dude, that is a – Tommy Pham getting a lot of run with
Tommy
the Pittsburgh
Pirates.
Tommy
Pham getting
Pirates.
Some big hits.
Yeah. I got the Pirates at four. That's a terrible lineup, man. They average like 3.3 runs per game on the road for the season, and we're 100 games into this thing. They are awful.
I'm going to lean Jason just because the two biggest disappointments in baseball this year are the Orioles and Braves. And yes, injuries, like you said, are a big part of it, but I think the Braves deserve to be on the list.
Six-pack of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Three is where I put the Nats. I mean, you have the 1-1 pick, and you fire your manager and your GM a week before the draft because you're in another horrible tailspin. Yeah. I mean, good on them for getting the incredible return they got for Soto, but nothing else there. Looks particularly good. Like, Dylan Cruz is hurt. I didn't really think much of Dylan Cruz before he got hurt. Keibert Ruiz is not a major league defensive catcher. They're catching. It's like watching Severino every night. Their catching is god awful. You know, like, Brady House could probably stick in the league, but he's going to be playing every day at third base down the stretch, like a whole second half. That's going to be a problem. I mean, Dalen Lyle, and I mean, it's.
They stink.
And they've got the worst bullpen in the National League. And the crazy thing is there's still some starting pitchers who are outperforming what I thought they would do, but they're not any good. Like, Jake Irvin's not any good. Soroka's not any good. They're terrible.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Where would they be without the Juan Soto trade? Like, their only dudes they got are because of that trade. They're awful. That's why their manager and their GM got fired. The Nationals are three.
Number two.
Number two are the Chicago White Sox, and they're only two because of the team that's won is so historically bad. But I feel badly for anybody that's a White Sox fan because I don't know reason for hope with this baseball team. And they were historically bad last year. They're historically bad again this year. And by the way, they Gavin Sheets is actually a decent player for the Padres.
He's been a hell of a player for the Padres. They know how to use him.
He was terrible with the White Sox. So, yeah, they're two.
Yeah, and he's actually playing kind of competent corner outfield defense, which is a big deal because they didn't even think he could play first base there. Yeah, they're two. The crazy thing about the White Sox is they were so horrible last year that, like, they've been, like, they're better than I thought they would. Like, they are by no means good, but they're like quasi-competitive twice a week, which is kind of like what they were last year before they traded Fetty. But, like, even when, like, Fetty would pitch they would always lose. Like, this Shane Smith kid, the Rule 5 starter, has been pretty good. Burke has been pretty good. Sometimes the bullpen's not completely god-awful. But yeah, I mean, they're going to lose 100-plus games with flying colors again.
Number one.
If you haven't been paying attention, the Colorado Rockies are the worst team in Major League history. And you're going to tell me, well, that can't be possible because the White Sox just set a new low last year. And they have said to the White Sox, not hold our beer. They said, hold our keg of ice-cold Coors Light. Hold our keg because we are going to go so far down on the dregs that we're going to emasculate ourselves on national television night after night after night.
Bad.
Playing some of the most perverse baseball
you see that one play
you
last week
ever see.
Where they had like three errors in one play?
It is perverse baseball. It is so god-awful. They have no redeeming qualities whatsoever as a baseball operation. All of their starters suck. All of their relievers except for one and a half suck. And the lineup is a tragedy.
Just to put in perspective how bad they are, the Sactown A's are second worst in Major League Baseball at minus 134.
Oh, the run differential.
The Colorado Rockies are minus 253.
It's impossible.
That's over 100 runs.
There's a lot of variance in baseball. Just ask Mike Elias and the baseball gods. For them to be this consistently historically bad for 100 straight nights is unbelievable.
Well, we love Buck Showalter. He's a frequent guest on the show. He among others, has said, you win 60, you lose 60. It's what you do with the other 40 that matters. The Colorado Rockies are saying, hold my beer.
50. They ain't getting a 50.
Like, well, what are you talking about, Holmes?
60.
Yeah.
60, maybe by Memorial Day next year. Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
Yeah, you guys had the same top three. So,
it's historic. Yeah. It's historically bad. Hey, coming up next, we head down on the farm. What do we think? Draft is over. Orioles had themselves, 23 picks, 24 picks? What do we think of the Orioles draft? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
I think we have really good coaches and really good information. And I think we're able to work with all different types of players. You know, it's fun to work with players who are good at everything. You know, and that's sort of where Irish falls. And then, you know, some of these others are better at one thing than another, and we'll try to improve them. You know, their strengths and their weaknesses too. But I think our group is qualified to work with really all these different types.
That's Matt Blood. He was once on an IA Hall of Fame track. I don't know that he would talk to us anymore, but alas, he talks about his confidence in developing.
I'll talk to his replacement.
His confidence in developing the guys they draft. They drafted 24 players, and thanks to Jacob Calvin-Meyer, our IA Hall of Famer, Baltimore Sun. 24 players, 21 college, 7 JUCO, 2 D2, 1 NAIA, 3 high school players, 13 pitchers, 8 righties, 5 lefties, 11 hitters, 2 catchers, 5 infielders, 4 outfielders. So what do we think of this draft?
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I watch these kids play. I'm just talking. I have watched this team draft, though, and I know about what they believe in and their macro-level trends, and doesn't take a whole lot of research on some of these kids to see that they're leaning into college hitters, some college hitters with defensive question marks, which has been something that they've really leaned into. College hitters generally hit over contact because they think they got their incubator that doesn't exist, where they turn guys into, you know, 340, 350 on base percentages. Go try to find one besides Gunner. So there's more of the same there. I find it interesting that a team that was seemingly hyping the fact that they had the biggest bonus pool of anybody then didn't use it to change strides and try to get a whole bunch of high school kids not to commit to college, right? And if you've got 7 of the first 90, you'd think you might risk a couple on taking a real high-stakes role on getting some kid who everybody thinks is a shoo-in to go to college to come to you. I mean, I call me crazy if I've got a guy who spent $20 million on the Magna Carta, and you're telling me he's got $20 million to sign, you know, these draft picks with.
Is Slater DeBron that guy? I don't know. He's the one first round high school
kid. And it's at 37.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say that.
Like, I don't know.
And they picked at 31, and they picked at 34. Yeah. Like, is that going for it? This seems like more super prudent, super mundane. The same kind of stuff that they've espoused all the way through. It doesn't even lean any more high school than not. I did watch the first round. Seemed like everybody and their mom was taking a high school shortstop. That was the overarching trend of the draft. These guys went for more left-handed power bats that have holes in their swing. All right. You know, they had a chance to really try to get a pitcher who might help them in the next 2 years at the major league level, maybe even in the next 15 months between now and next year's playoffs, should they even be a part of that. They went out of their way not to do that again.
So, second round pick, two second round picks.
Be here next
it's the
year.
Highest.
Zuera and Quinn. Both second round, Jason.
Okay. A high school arm with high upside, higher than they've ever taken one before. They didn't do that either.
No, they did not.
The back-to-back catchers to start the draft was interesting. And I understand you take it with a grain of salt when you're talking about positions and needs and all of that because these are years and years down the road. But with an Adley Rutschman, who was Mike Elias' first ever draft pick, Sam Basayo, who everyone loves, having both of them plus the two additional catchers is interesting.
I'm not going to pretend that I ever heard of half these guys before they drafted them. It is interesting, though, the people whose job it is, and Jason, you've been on it, you caught this conspiracy before it even happened, but the people whose job it is to rate these drafts seem to like what the Orioles did.
I mean, most teams are picking two or three times in the first day, and they pick seven.
I know, but they also liked who they took.
Oh, I mean, how often are you going to find a draft where you'd get seven of the first 90 picks, and people are like, they effed it up in real time? And it's also no risk because I just told you they're not tied to anybody who people are like, oh man, everybody just thought that kid was going to go to whatever school. There's not one of them in the whole mix.
Yeah.
Despite having over $19 million to sign these kids. But yeah, I mean, everybody's going to like it and he's going to move up the draft for like one or two of these kids will end up in the top 100 or right on the fringes and the Orioles will start moving up the prospect rankings again. And that's what he's going to sell to a billionaire who, as far as I can tell, doesn't really want to spend money. I'll believe he wants to spend money on payroll when I see it. So every time I hear him, he's complaining about a non-existent salary cap and he's parroting the same nonsensical talking points that his GM does about the economics of baseball. The same stuff we heard from John Angelos.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, that's where we still are. And this is more of the same so he can sell the future because the first wave of the pipeline, no one's got extended. No one has a playoff win. And the ones that really matter, Gunnar and Adley, are getting real close to the point where we get to trade deadlines and we start saying, is this the one where they trade them?
That's why I think
that's next year's deadline for Adley Rutschman, by the way.
But that's why I think this draft is that important because you have
what are you going to know about these kids a year from now?
You aren't.
That's going to be like
you aren't. And
it's
who knows
a game changer.
If Mike Elias is even going to sit here to see it through, but it's still important.
Did a lot of restocking. The shelves were getting bare.
A lot of quantity, that's for sure.
You know, Christmas will be here before you know it. You got to stock those shelves.
Right, it's going to sneak up on you.
Yeah, it will. It always does.
And maybe this year you'll put up your own tree.
I will not do that.
I think you will.
I do. No.
You should.
That's more of
a... if you did that, I think she would really appreciate it.
I will give you a little insight on Margie. I think she digs this whole thing about, like, this... I didn't know this existed. This is a her thing. I did not know that you could order and have a tree delivered. That's a her thing, not a me thing.
But you're her husband now.
Yes,
if you
I
took
am.
It over, it, yes. I'm telling you, I think it'd be.
I'd like to
I think
see
it'd be
Ken
a good thing.
Get on the
they're
ground.
Not, they're not hard to put up. Nah. They're not. They're not. Hard
well,
to put
I'd
up.
Like to see Ken chop it down.
Oh, that's, I'm not asking for all that. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, we do that.
No, they got people to do. I don't deny.
They got people to do that.
I think it's a bridge too far.
Let him do that. I don't need to do that.
I'm not chopping trees.
I don't need to be on a mountain with a saw. I know my limitations.
It's a nice tree.
I'm not great with my hands in that respect, Bon. I'm not chopping down a tree.
I'll pay the premium to get it already cut, but I'm going
to
bring it into my own damn
house.
I'm not getting it delivered.
It's cheaper.
To cut the tree down?
It better be.
No. I'm saying it's cheaper to... How I've been doing, I've been going to like Lowe's the past couple years because chopping it down, dude, it's like over $100. It's a lot of money for
a tree.
Why don't
you just go out back here, Bonus?
How can they... If I can get it 5 minutes from my house around the corner, put on my roof for $100, how could it be $100 for you to cut it down yourself?
Well, I think because obviously it's not as fresh.
They see bone coming.
We have no idea.
They see bone coming.
We have no idea how long it's been... You know, chopped.
Hey, can I give you a piece of advice, Bon?
It might not survive as
Bon, can I give you a piece of advice?
Dead serious, yeah.
I don't understand that.
Hey, look out the window. There's tons of trees out there. Just grab one of those. Nobody cares.
That's a big tree. I don't think that would
fit. Put it on the back of your car.
So you walk in there, so that you got to pay $100 up front no matter what tree you get?
No, so they sell it by size, like feet, how tall it is typically how they...
To cut your own down.
Oh, yeah.
The same way it would be
Absolutely.
Already cut down.
Yes. It's more money.
I think they
dude, I
they
think inflation, I think COVID just wrecked that industry.
It's expensive, man. That's why I still go with my family and just to be there because it's like a family thing. But no, I go to Lowe's or Home Depot.
I can't fathom and spend $40. How you're not, if you're doing that, you're not getting
it's not a discount, financial break.
Hey, I will tell you.
It's a fresh tree at that point.
My Goyim friend.
You think it's going to last
My Goyim friend Josh just texted me. He said, real men go to a tree farm and cut down their tree for their families.
Real men put it on their roof and drive it home. Yeah. I'll say that.
Yeah, but you do both, though.
I don't chop my own down.
What I'm saying, you chop it down and then you put it on the
roof. Life's too short for that. And those guys need, like, don't cut them out.
Yeah.
That middleman does some real work. Let that middleman exist.
Yeah, and they're getting them from those tree farms, probably.
Yeah, but you're telling me it's more expensive to do it myself, and you want to take away the middleman's job.
I think this is a Bone Centric
situation.
He
doesn't understand Econ 101.
No, they see him coming.
They jack it up on the ball.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yes. They see Bone coming. So, he said up.
I'll leave that.
He said up. Coming up next.
You know what I said.
Hey.
They jacked the price up for the Bone.
Yes.
Want to start talking about those new Heinz ice cream flavors, Bone? Want to start talking about them?
Hey, Bone. It's IA Hall of Fame time.
I didn't say anything.
You guys excited? It's IA Hall of Fame time, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jason, you excited?
Yeah.
I know I'm excited. You know who's most excited?
Ben's not excited at all.
Beltway Ben is so fired up.
Ben would rather talk about...
For the IA Hall of Fame.
Monkey nuts.
Yeah, monkey manana nut. We give you our next class next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.